Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The lights are on. And the principle in focus today, politics corrupts, and absolute politics corrupt absolutely. And the answer to politics is patriots. Passionate patriots trump politics every time. Update on the battle for America against the foreign invasion of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, directly and indirectly through traitor proxies embedded within the United States. DNI Ratcliffe confirms CCP interference in the 2020 election. This is huge. So we're going to be looking at Trump's options relative to this revelation, including his 2018 executive order regarding foreign interference in United States elections. And this comes on the heels of a joint statement from FBI, CISA, and DNI on Dominion-linked cybersecurity attacks. Which takes us to a closer look at the Michigan Dominion case, perhaps, if we have time, and the SCOTUS cowards shrink from the Powell case, kick the can down the road. They schedule it for January 14. However, that might not be too late. And by the way, did Roberts really say that the SCOTUS should not take the Texas case because he's afraid riots will break out? And so we'll be talking about the current status of the 2020 CCP coup. So much to talk about. So little time. I am in the process of transitioning from Facebook, but I'm having some difficulty with MeWe. I can't seem to find a way to live stream. Maybe that's not a feature there. So if you want a little more brain massage time during your week, go to Lighthouse Baptist Church Facebook page and set your notifications to be alerted when I go live most evenings, by the way. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, let me offer what I see as battlefield assessment, or more properly these days, it's called battle area evaluation, or BAE. We are under attack. No question about that. The Chinese Communist Party is at war with America. Now, this war has been carried out by China against America by economic attacks with a political component. The political component has been the decades-long work of infiltrating Wall Street, working Communist Party members into high levels of influence in corporate America and buying influence and control through recruiting politicians like Swalwell, as you've heard about recently. Having secured a pervasive amount of influence in this country, they now also use more aggressive means of controlling their proxies, like blackmail and direct threats, bullying key people to do their bidding, or else, unfortunate things will happen to certain family members or friends. And you wouldn't want that now, would you? Old-fashioned mob tactics. And there is nothing, and I mean nothing, more dangerous to our liberties than men and women with power who do not have the courage to use it against our foreign and domestic enemies. Right now, the attack is focused on Trump because he has been willing to stand up to the CCP. However, to get at Trump, they have to virtually destroy the Constitution because really, it's not Trump. It's the Constitution that's getting in their way. So beginning with Obama using the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA to spy on Trump, to run a secret clandestine operation against his campaign, similar to how the CIA has toppled other regimes using something called a color revolution. I brought that out in detail a few shows back. The current battle in this China war against, really against the world. But to get to the world, they must kind of go through us. But the current battle is an attempt to leverage the pervasive influence the Chinese Communist Party has established in America to bring the United States to her knees under their power by stealing the 2020 presidential election and taking away our power and our right to vote for our own leaders. China wants to make Biden the United States president. Biden will do China's bidding. We now have proof that Biden is compromised by his connections to CCP money indirectly through his son, Hunter, and from compelling evidence directly as the big guy, you know, referenced in email correspondence found on Hunter's laptop referring to his father as the big guy and as the chairman behind all of the operations there, with additional proof coming from the firsthand testimony of an erstwhile Biden insider, a business partner who blew the whistle on the Biden Chinese Communist Party connection. Presently, the CCP is manipulating thousands of Americans in positions of power that they control by bribery and blackmail to literally attack our Constitution. Now, those who are appointed, who are sworn to defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, are called upon right now to stand up to this attack. So let's see where we are. So far, Trump has looked to the American legal institutions charged with an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to do their job, and they are failing. For example, the Constitution says the state legislatures have the power to direct in what way a state's electors are appointed. In the key swing states, the Republican legislatures apparently failed to provide oversight in those elections in those states, while governors and election officials illegally changed the voting rules that opened the door to this terrible, massive fraud that's been perpetrated against the American people, disenfranchising 74 million Americans from their vote. It's appalling that many of these legislators apparently did not even know they had constitutional authority and oversight to intervene in this directly, to take power from the governors and election officials and forbid them from violating state laws. And sadly, when these egregious violations of the state's laws were challenged in state courts, well, the court system also failed to uphold their sworn duty to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so they supported these violations and they paved the way for massive voter and election fraud. And they did it intentionally. Make no mistake about that. They knew what they were doing. So at the state level, there was a collapse of three levels of defense of the Constitution if it's under attack. The executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of these states turned against the Constitution. Some did it knowingly. Others did it ignorantly. All of them effectively facilitating fraud on a scale unheard of in the entire history of this country, and that has so far allowed the CCP to advance their agenda to bring America out from under God, which is something the liberals have been after for a long time, and also out from under her Constitution, to bring us to kneel under the power of Chinese communist dictatorship. Those are the stakes, my friends. Make no mistake about it. So we turn to the federal protectors of the Constitution. You know, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, and SCOTUS. William Barr was appointed as Attorney General, and we all had great hopes he would assist Trump in draining the swamp. But Barr is a political man, you know. He makes decisions that are controlled by his political concerns. You might say, no, he's trying to avoid politics. Oh, no. For example, he ordered the DOJ and the FBI to not announce any investigation into the Biden crime family during the campaign. And neither did he aggressively pursue the Obama Spygate scandal. In both instances, Barr was controlled by a concern for political fallout. You see, in his effort not to be political, he ended up politicizing his office. He did not want to involve the DOJ or the FBI in campaign politics. And for that reason, he did not aggressively pursue justice. And so, because judgment was not executed, justice was denied to the American people. And his reasoning was political. Do you understand that? Hey, Barr, if you don't want to politicize the DOJ or the FBI, then don't allow politics to control whether or not you move forward doing your job, executing judgment upon evildoers in order to establish justice in the land for all of us. Anytime judgment is withheld for political reasons of any kind, either way. Anytime politics enters into a decision about executing judgment to establish justice, all you end up doing is inviting yet greater injustice to prevail. Now we're dealing with the injustice of a communist plant in the White House. Your job is not to independently decide what this or that action might mean politically. Your job is to execute judgment in service to justice, period. So that was a failure to defend the Constitution because it facilitated the Chinese Communist Party attack on our nation. Then we come to SCOTUS. Texas put together a case against Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin for violating the Constitution and allowing rules and laws to be made illegally, which facilitated voter and election fraud that resulted in disenfranchising the voters in the state of Texas. Nobody wants to think about the disenfranchisement of the 75 million Trump voters. Seven other states joined in the suit, and others filed amicus briefs in support of the case. Over 100 United States representatives joined in, and President Trump also, all demanding their joint complaint be heard by the last judicial recourse we have in the United States. And the SCOTUS dismissed the case on standing. Alito and Thomas both dissented on that matter, and that means Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett all betrayed us and failed to defend the Constitution or to keep their oath, because that is exactly, my friend, what this case was about. It was a constitutional concern. Maybe a report we received from a staffer on the court explains how these cowards were bullied into backing off the case. We learned lately that Alito and Thomas raised the precedent of Bush v. Gore in 2000 as argument supporting their plea that the court should hear the case. And a staffer overheard Roberts yelling at Alito and Thomas, saying he does not care about the Bush v. Gore case, that he did not want to hear about that, that there were no riots then. Excuse me? Was the court intimidated by the violent outburst of Roberts and his threat that riots might ensue if they take the case? What, so they gathered up their skirts and ran away from this case? I don't know. I don't even know for sure that this story is true. But no matter what was the reason, even if it was for standing, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, you owe us an explanation of your reasoning here, because Alito and Thomas, we trust them. We don't know you yet, but we know Alito and Thomas. They are serious jurists, and you newbies come in there, supposedly appointed there to support the conservative branch of the court. You know, you letter of the law, constitutional, right? Additions to the court. Betrayed your betters. I'm disgusted with Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. We deserve to hear from them regarding this. And add to that in, listen, you guys, you're afraid of riots. You might be throwing us into open war. Add to that the insult. Powell's case finally got to the SCOTUS docket, and they didn't dismiss it. Perhaps they could not find a way to hide their cowardice behind something like standing or some other procedural thing. So what can we do, right? So they scheduled the case for January 14th. Right? The case will take some days to present and then some time to decide, and that will almost certainly take us beyond January 20. It doesn't have to, but this is the concern. When it will be, well, what, safe for the little girls so they can go ahead and rule honestly without impacting the election? Once again, listen, the election isn't your concern, SCOTUS. The election is the point of this case, but the election isn't your concern. Once again, defiled by politics. Politics, the word poly, many, ticks, a blood-sucking creature. The Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA, which I think is covertly running this color revolution, are all compromised by the corruption of politics. And now the SCOTUS, polluted, poisoned, corrupted by politics. Their decisions are being controlled by politics, and that's not their job. Their job is to rule on matters of constitutional law, period. But see how politics corrupts? And absolute politics corrupts absolutely. Consequently, another bulwark against this attack on our Constitution has failed. So, state governors like Brian Kemp, whom I believe is owned by CCP money. That's just my opinion, but what I've looked at makes me think that that's what's going on here. His strategy, it appears, is to cooperate with the covert op to take Trump down while securing a victory for himself and his party, you know, by getting the two Republicans he's backing into the Senate. I think Kemp made a deal with Dominion to use their machines and got some pocket change in the process. along with a promise, no doubt, to use the cheating machines for his benefit. Well, we'll see. Because the light is shining, baby. You have no place to hide. The truth is marching on you all. I have sympathy for Lynn Wood's position on this matter. No Trump, no GOP. That's it. You want to turn your back on the Constitution in order to get rid of Trump, you rascals, while you pretend to support Trump and his 75 million patriots? We're seeing right through you. Listen, Kim, you're a backstabbing, face-kissing Judas, and that goes for the rest of you gopers. If you will not stand for the Constitution, be gone. Hey, Rand, don't you dare talk to me about fixing these problems for next time. Now is the time to stop the CCP from stealing America's sacred right to decide who holds office in this country, unless they stand now. You know, this "we'll fix it for next time" business, that's not going to cut it. You stand now, or we walk away. We'll start our own party. You'd better listen, GOP. So far, my BAE, battle area evaluation, doesn't sound so good. So why are you laughing? Well, friends, that's just the way it is in war. I understand that. It gets real bad sometimes before it gets better. I mean, remember Valley Forge and what was done there to turn the tide. And it's prayer. And that's what we need right now. We must have a reality assessment of the battlefield. So our battlefield assessment will continue after the break. And just so you know, it's not so bleak as you might think. For example, many legislators in the swing states have wakened to the very real threat to our Constitution and sent a separate slate of electors for Trump. It's been done before. It's called dueling electors. So what happens is, if one or more of these cases, for example, are being pursued in various courts right now, actually turns out to rule the election of this or that state invalid, well, the Trump electors for that state are already in place. So anyway, hold on to the break, my friends. I'll be right back.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today, and Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. The Devil Beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse. You're bringing the sewer and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Quickly, it's not true that the MSM and the social media censorship of conservative views actually determined the outcome of this election. It is evil, but the fact is, they don't have that much influence. How many actually listened to CNN? And Fox didn't crawl out of the closet for Biden until election night. This is a First Amendment issue, to be sure, and they all deserve to be called out for their lying and their thieving. But all they really succeeded at doing is allow the fraudsters to get by with fewer fake ballots than they would have needed to steal the election. This election is being stolen by voter and election fraud. Keep the focus right there. All that would have happened is that Trump would have had 80 to 90 million votes, which would have required the thieving Democrats, with the assistance of their face-kissing, backstabbing Judas Republicans, to come up with, well, 91 million votes instead of the 80 million that they came up with, which probably about half or maybe a third were fake. So it wasn't fake news, my friend. It was fake votes. Okay. Most of you know about the executive order Trump signed on September 12, 2018 that provides for actions to be taken in the event a foreign power interferes with our elections or attempts to interfere. And by the way, that's important. If it's proven they did interfere or attempted to interfere, actions may be taken under the direction of the president that are laid out clearly in this executive order. The order provides to the president broad powers to act against any foreign power that interferes or attempts to interfere with our elections and against all those who participated in the effort, whether they are citizens of the United States or foreigners. The executive order assigns to the DNI, that's the Director of National Intelligence, the responsibility to prepare an assessment within 45 days of a national election. The assessment is to ascertain whether or not there was foreign interference in that election. If it is determined that foreign interference did occur or was attempted, the president is empowered by this executive order to take the action stipulated in that order through his appointed executors, if you will. I'm going to add the executive order with my commentary on the order to my Brain Massage webpage along with my show notes today. After the assessment is delivered to the President, the Secretary of the Treasury, Mnuchin, the Attorney General, presently Jeffrey Rosen, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, it is then circulated among the other heads of departments, including the Department of Defense and so on, and these are to make a report, and this report is to be completed within 45 days. It is unclear whether the President must wait for this second report before he's able to take the action stipulated in the order. Now, I think it is arguable that the President can take action as soon as he becomes convinced that the intelligence is actionable. This executive order does not limit what the President can do about a threat to the Constitution that he has sworn to defend, nor when he can take that action. Nevertheless, the assessment from the DNI will play critically in what action the President might take against China for interfering in our elections. The current DNI is John Ratcliffe. Now, I heard he has said his report will be delayed. It was supposed to be submitted today. I heard it was being delayed because of dispute among some of the key people whether China should be expressly identified as a perpetrator. Other evidence points to Russia and Iran. But I'm telling you right now, my friend, and mark my words here, that's a red herring. It's a dodge, a diversion. Stay focused on the CCP. That's the threat. No one should be surprised that the CCP has made some significant purchases among other heads of departments in our government, right? And we need to pray for Trump and those loyal to the Constitution to see through all this. Now, here's the good news. Ratcliffe has gone on record saying there was China interference in the 2020 election. Now, friend, that's huge. Further, Ratcliffe, who has access to all intelligence gathered by the United States, said China poses the greatest national security threat to the United States. Now, the Powell case should be before the court as we speak. However, Giuliani and Powell have both been able to get their message to the legislators and to much of the public, certainly to the 75 million Trump voters, and a large percentage of the Democrats, by the way, that are bothering to pay attention, whose curiosity has been aroused by the bits and pieces of these stories that are slowly breaking through the dam set up by MSM and social media to hold back the flood of truth that's going to wash out over the land. Listen, I hope the Michigan case proving Dominion is implicated in facilitating voter fraud in this election, and the proof that has become public domain that shows that the CCP dumped $400 million into the parent company that owns Dominion, along with the plethora of substantiated evidence of voter fraud that Giuliani and Jenna Ellis has put before state legislators in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin. And along with that, the testimony before the U.S. Senate recently, and reports are coming in that many representatives and senators are beginning to show deep concern about this, more so in the House, but increasingly in the Senate too, as pressure from Trump supporters is turning up the heat. I will also add my letter to Cruz and to Paul to my notes today, and I'll encourage you to write something like that to as many Republican senators as you can. I've written to McConnell, Cruz, Paul, and I'm going to write some more. So that pretty much completes my battlefield assessment or my battle area evaluation. Let's talk about what can be done. First, let's look at the January 6th situation. Two things can happen. If our court will uphold the rule of law and rule the elections in the disputed states are invalid, or if the governors of at least two of these states grow a conscience, for example, if Kemp repents of his collusion with Dominion and comes clean, well, the electors from those states can be legitimately given to Trump. And what I mean is things can still happen in some of these states that could turn the electors to Trump. As I pointed out, they are already in place and ready to go. And that could shift sufficient electoral votes to Trump to declare him the winner, or block either candidate from getting the requisite 270 and force the election into the Congress. Second, on January 6th, if Biden is given the vote and is declared president-elect, one representative and one senator can join together to contest the vote. The Congress will then be required to meet and deliberate and then vote on that challenge. If the challenge is upheld, Congress votes for president and the Senate votes for vice president. Each state gets one vote in the House and each senator gets one vote in the Senate. There are more states represented by Republicans than by Democrats right now. So that vote would likely go to Trump. And the Senate, likely, will still be in the hands of Republicans, with Mike Pence being the tie-breaking vote. Now, we have multiple House representatives ready to challenge the electoral vote. And recently, one incoming senator has indicated a willingness to join them. Other senators might also step up, like Ted Cruz, or maybe Rand Paul, or Senator Grassley, and there are some others. McConnell has threatened senators not to contest the electoral certification, but he doesn't have the kind of pull that he would need to control the deeply patriotic senators I've named here and others that we have on the Hill. The Achilles heel, however, of this plan is the sad fact that the House of Representatives, even as constituted after the new members are seated, and we've gained a lot of seats, has the votes needed to support the challenge. And with McConnell unwilling to support it in the Senate, and probably some other face-kissing, backstabbing rhinos in the Senate, and other weasel Republicans willing to throw in the towel, it appears very possibly that this won't work. It is possible that it could. God can do amazing things, but it's also possible this is not the method God intends to use. So there is one patriot with the official capacity to stand up after all these other bulwarks have collapsed. There's one remaining hope of somebody who has the official capacity to stand up and defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, and that's the president himself. Flynn, other generals, some others in high places are calling on Trump to declare martial law and order a fair and honest election. Or he could order a recount that sets aside the illegal ballots and bypasses the cursed Dominion machines. The basis for this would be the DNI assessment stipulating that China has interfered with our elections and the witness of so many Americans and forensic testimony supporting it that proves beyond any reasonable doubt that this election is irreparably tainted by fraud. Trump has the evidence he needs to support such a declaration. Let's hope and pray it doesn't come to that, but the options are narrowing quickly. I think Trump anticipated something like this and has planned for it. I think he should take the extreme action, if necessary, to protect the Constitution from this China assault, this attack from China, using their proxies embedded in the government at the highest levels of power. It is an insurrection, and Trump would be justified invoking the Insurrection Act, in which he could deploy the military to put down a domestic uprising that aims to take over our government in violation of the Constitution. Interestingly, he has already deployed naval power on the east and west coasts of the United States of America, and he's moved many thousands of troops into positions within the United States that are strategic, and this could be in anticipation of an attack from China, together with their proxies, the Antifa, mobs, and others within the United States. Now, this thing has gone so far. The left has become so blatant in their disregard for our Constitution and for the rule of law. Their effort to steal this election was so open and so hostile, and the CCP is so thoroughly embedded in our country. I fear it will take such serious measures to stop this invasion of our land and the loss of our liberties. So, I call on Biden to concede. It is obvious his election is based on fraud and that he is an agent of the Chinese Communist Party. If he has any patriotism left, I mean, if he ever had any, if anyone surrounding him has any love for this country at all, Biden must concede today or be responsible for pushing America into open war with China. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now, you let me know you see they're on. Lights on if you agree. Lights off if you disagree. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave a message for me in our listener response hotline or go to brainmassage.net, brainmassage.net, where you could download the audio of this show and send it to wherever you want, where you can also get my show notes and the other documents I mentioned. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. My friends, I have a quick announcement to make. Evangelist Dave McCracken will be with us. He is among the more influential evangelists in the nation, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to share him with you.
Go to God's War 2020.com.